Now look at Colossians chapter 3. Verse 1. Verse 13. It's a great, great verse. Who delivered us? Talking about Jesus Christ, his death, delivered us from the power of darkness, translated us into the kingdom. When you're translated, you're moved, you're transported. Translate us into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We've been delivered. We've been delivered, rescued, set free. So we were under the authority. If you're a sinner, if you don't know Christ, your nature unites you with Satan. He's your father. You're in here, his kingdom. Hell is your home. It's home. So why do they go to hell? That's their home. Because of who they are. Sometimes we lay Bible facts out. They're sort of true, almost true. We almost got it right. You know what I mean? And we said people go to hell because they murder, lie, cheat, steal. But that's not why. They didn't go to hell because they were murderers. They went to hell because they had the nature of Satan, and that was their home. And because they had the nature of Satan, they lied. They murdered. They went to hell not for what they did, but who they were, and who they were caused them to do what they did. You see that? And so if we had a new nature, and therefore if anybody be in Christ, he's a new creature. Now, Wayne refinished furniture for years, and nothing was new. He redid antiques and repairs and so forth. And when he got through it, it was beautiful, but it was part new and part old. Now, your body will be the same. Your mind will be the same. Why? It has to be renewed. We have to have some new ways of thinking. We have to yield to the Spirit of God who's on the inside and have the revelation of the Word of God. We have to make a word deposit. One father, his daughter had to say a scripture. She must have gone to Christian school, I guess, because every Friday they had a scripture to memorize and quote, and she couldn't do it. She just couldn't memorize. And so he would sing them to her. And all week he'd make up some tune, and they'd just sing and sing and sing. And then on Friday, she would know her scripture, but she might have to sing it, but she would know it. Well, the students in her class, they loved that. They got used to that, and they'd say, let Marcy sing it first. They wanted to hear the singing. But you see, it's by singing it, by quoting the scripture over and over again. You don't have faith because you've read the Bible or because you have a copy. You have faith because you've digested it. You've meditated in it. You've built it up in your heart. Now, my father was a church musician. And the old, old songs, the new songs, I don't catch on. But the old songs I've got, and I might not think of one this morning. A song came to me. I know I haven't sung it since Wayne and I have been married 55 years. I know it's way back from my childhood, and I knew every word. It's just amazing because we sing it enough. And when see, you quote your scripture, whether you sing it or read it, you go over it and over it. Faith doesn't come through the Word of God. It comes through hearing it and hearing it and hearing it. That's the process of meditation. Well, when I'm new on the inside, I'm not in the dark anymore. I've been delivered. I've been set free. I'm a child of the King. Now God's my father. Satan was their father. But now God's their father. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. 1 John 3:2. Now are we the sons of God. Now's a great word. Right now. The day you confessed him as Lord. Now he's son of God. Now he is. We do not yet know what we will be. When he appears, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. What a great day that's going to be. Well, you don't have to trip over your body anymore. Of course, you may not trip over your body, but sometimes I do. But I begin to sing, hallelujah, hallelujah. I begin to worship and stir up. See, I have new life in me. I have life. I have life. I have life. I have his life, his nature. I am who he is.